We're doing the Drashot HaRan, and the Ran had quoted last time that when Moshe was about to ascend to Mount Sinai, so Moshe had 7 days preparation. And from there we derive that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur requires 7 day preparation. And the Ran had questioned, how do you learn one from the other? Moshe was going up to the holiest ascent ever. So yeah, he had to prepare himself for 7 days. The Kohen Gadol is going into the Holy of Holies, but it's not the same thing. Moshe was going up for 40 days to be up by God. The Kohen Gadol is going in on 1 day, you know, for a period to the Holy of Holies. How could you compare? How could you learn one from the other? And the second question he asked was that if you're going to tell me, no, anytime you enter a state of holiness, you have to separate for 7 days, just like Moshe prepared himself, then how come when the Ten Commandments were given, we don't find that Moshe prepared himself with a 7 day preparation, only before his ascent to Sinai? Then also God came down and we got the Ten Commandments. That was also a holy event. How come we don't find Moshe prepared himself with 7 days at that event? So he says the answer to both of these questions is really one. The he and that is, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom lo hutzrach prisha mitzad atzmo. Moshe, as far as Moshe was for himself, he didn't require this preparation. But the reason that God made Moshe prepare himself for 7 days before ascending Sinai was to teach future generations. Because undoubtedly this separation is for people who require this pause to prepare their soul for something different. Because the person is about to engage in an activity or he's going to get a prophecy that he is not yet ready for. And so in this preparation, in the 7 day preparation, he becomes ready. But you can't say that with regards to Moshe. Because once we see that Moshe Rabbeinu could have prophecy any minute he wanted to, as is our tradition, and this tradition is based on the verse that Moshe says when he is questioned, so he says, wait, let me ask God. You see, to Moshe it was very clear that whenever he needed prophecy, he could talk to God. So we see, one point of Moshe's greatness was his consistency. That at any moment, Moshe was on that great level of prophecy. It's not like other prophets who had their highs and their lows, and like Maimonides writes, that no prophet other than Moshe Rabbeinu ended their life in prophecy. Every prophet went down before they passed away. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who remained on a high throughout. So Moshe has this great aspect of consistency, where he is constantly connected to Hashem. So, lo yitzterech leprisha liyoto muchan yoter. Moshe doesn't need this 7 day preparation period to make himself more prepared, because Moshe was on a high consistently. Aval hayta prishato liyot mashal v'dugma ledorot. So then why did Moshe prepare himself 7 days? Not for himself, but in order to teach future generations. Shekol hanichnas lemachane shechina yifrosh kodem v'lo yeker rosho biladeh. That whoever wants to enter the camp of holiness, the camp of God, he has to prepare himself. And a person shouldn't enter in a lightheaded fashion without preparation. And that's why when it came to the revelation at Sinai, when it came to the Ten Commandments, Moshe wasn't required to prepare 7 days. Because in truth, he didn't require this preparation at all. And the only reason the verse required of him to prepare himself before the 40-day ascent to heaven was lilmod mimenu ledorot, to teach future generations. V'zeu shamru sham biyoma, and that's what our sages taught us over there in the Talmud. El amar meicha yalif mesinai, dichtiv v'yishkon kod Hashem la'asnai v'yachseu anan shesh yamim. One rabbi asked the other, where do you derive this concept from? He said, I derive it from Sinai. The verse says that God settled down on Sinai and covered him for 6 days. My sheshet yamim, why does it say 6 days? This teaches us a generalization. Klomar, my sheshet yamim, meaning what the Gemara was saying is, why was there these 6 days Sharim Moshe lo haya tzrich leprisha? What the Gemara is asking is, Moshe didn't need this separation. Sharim muchan haya b'cholet kmo shekatamnu, for Moshe was always ready for prophecy. V'im haya tzrich leprisha, lama lo tzrich lifrosh kodem ma'amad har Sinai? And if you'll tell me these 6 days were a preparation that was necessary for him, then why didn't he have it before the Ten Commandments too? So because of this contradiction, so the Talmud asks, so then why really was Moshe preparing 6 days? But rather this is a generalization, kulomal, meaning lo bishvil atzmo, that Moshe really did not require these 6 days, ela lilmod mimenu ledorot, but rather the verse required it of Moshe to teach future generations, shekol hanichnasim machane shechina tun prisha sheshet yamim, requires 6 days of preparation. And now the Ran says, okay, so that's how we can understand that point in Talmud. But now we have to understand this concept. What does it mean that Moshe was always ready for prophecy? And that's the next point, which we'll discuss Bezat Hashem next week. So that's where we'll pick up.